الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافعي المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وصحابته الغر الميامين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters and sorry for this delay. And inshallah ta'ala we're going to talk about today, as we said yesterday, about the major signs of the hour, of the existence of the hour. Naam. وهذه اليوم حديثنا عن العلامات الكبرى للساعة. كلمنا في لقاء الأمس عن العلامات البعيدة والعلامات المتوسطة, واليوم نتكلم عن العلامات الكبرى. We spoke yesterday about the the distance or remote or far signs and the middle or intermediate ones, and today inshallah we're going to talk about the major ones. وهذه العلامات هي عشر علامات. These are 10 signs. These are 10 signs. كما جاء في حديث حذيفة بن أسيد, حديث حذيفة بن أسيد as in the hadith of حذيفة بن أسيد المخرج عند مسلم في صحيحه, as in صحيح مسلم, قال اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا ونحن نتذاكر, أي نتكلم في مسألة ما أو أمر ما. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم approached us. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to us or approached us while يعني out of sitting, while we were busy in discussion of some matter or some issue. فقال ما تتذكرون, and he said what are you discussing, what are you discussing, concerning what are you discussing. قالوا نذكر الساعة. They said we are discussing the hour of resurrection. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنا لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها عشر آيات. إنا لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها عشر آيات. He said, then he said, it's not going to exist until you see pre-to-earth 10 signs. Until you see 10 signs pre to the hour. قال فذكر الدخان والدجال والدابة وطلوع الشمس من مغربها ونزول عيسى بن مريم ويأجوج ومأجوج وثلاثة خسوف, خسف بالمشرق وخسف بالمغرب وخسف بجزيرة العرب وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. He said, it will come to pass until you see 10 signs preceding it. Then he mentioned the smoke, the Antichrist, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the beast, rising of the sun from the west, Isa ibn Maryam, descent, Isa ibn Maryam's descent from the heavens, the Gog and Magog, and cave in of the earth in three different locations. Khasf, one in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. The last of these portents is the fire that will come forth from Yemen and shall drive people to their place of assembly or resurrection. فهذه عشر علامات. So these are 10 signs. ستتقدم الساعة. It will approach and exist before the hour. وكنا في لقاء الأمس قد قدمنا بأن العلامات البعيدة حصلت. As for yesterday we spoke about the remote or far signs already happened. وهي بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وخروج نار من أرض الحجاز تضيء لها أعناق الإبل ببصرى. وهذه قد حدثت وكلتاهما قد حدثت. First of the far signs or the remote signs is the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the fire that occurs in Hijaz, which is, as we said, the mountains that separate between the Red Sea and the desert. It's all called the chain of the mountains of Sarawat. And this is the Hijaz. And it is from Yemen until Sham, until Jordan. And these are a long line of mountains from Yemen, begins from Yemen and ends by Jordan, all the way with the coast of the Red Sea. لكن هذه النار التي نتكلم عنها اليوم هي نار أخرى. But this fire that we speak about today is different. فإن هذه النار تخرج في اليمن. As this fire is only occurs in Yemen. وهي لن تضاء لها أعناق الإبل ببصرة. It's not going to light up the necks of the camels in بصرة. لكنها ستحشر الناس تدفعهم تطاردهم حتى يجتمعوا في مكان حشرهم. So it's going to drive the people until they all gather in one place, which is the land of resurrection of theirs. فهذه عشر علامات. الأولى, so these are 10 signs. The first one, الدخان. وقد ذكره الله عز وجل في القرآن في سورة الدخان بقوله عز وجل وارتقبهم يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين. And this is already mentioned in Surah Al-Dukhan. Where Allah Ta'ala said, وَارْتَقِبْهُمْ. فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين يغشى الناس هذا على عذاب أليم. And wait for the time when the heavens will approach them with a very clear smoke, meaning clear meaning very thick smoke, are going to drive them. نعم. والدجال and the Antichrist والدابة وهي دابة تكلم الناس كما جاء في سورة الكهف. And it is, and the beast, and it is a creation that Allah Ta'ala created. نعم. So these are 10 آيات, 10 signs. وأيضا and also وأيضا تأتي علامات أخرى مثل خروج المهدي وهدم الكعبة ورفع القرآن من الأرض. And also three other ayat are going to be also seen before the hour. As the existence of the Mahdi and the demolishing of the Kaaba, the demolition of the Kaaba, and the noble Quran being lifted from the earth. فأما خروج المهدي, as for the existence of the Mahdi, or the coming of the Mahdi, فإن المهدي كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قال كما في الحديث عند أبي داود والترمذي وبسند صحيح والترمذي وغيره, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يملك العرب رجل من أهل بيتي يواطئ اسمه اسمي واسم أبيه واسم أبيه اسم أبي, يملأ الأرض عدلا وقسطا كما ملئت جورا وظلما. عيسى عليه السلام said the world shall not come to an end until a man from my family rules over the Arabs. His name will be the same as mine, while his father's name will also be as my father's, as my father's name. He will fill the land, meaning the world, with justice and equity as it was filled with tyranny and injustice. فهذه هي العلامة الأولى العظمى, يعني هذه من العلامات الأولى العظمى, وهذه العلامات متى جاءت تتتابع كالعقد حين ينفرط. مثل السبحة, this is the first one of the signs, the major signs. And once the first one exists, then all the other major signs will exist one after another very fast, like when you cut the thread of the subha and see the seeds how they go fast out of it. وأما العلامة الثانية فهي ظهور المسيح الدجال. As for the second sign, then it is the emergence of the Antichrist. والمسيح الدجال هو رجل من بني آدم, من ذرية آدم, and he is one of the descendants of Adam. يخرج في آخر الزمان فيظهر أمورا يفتتن بها كثير من الناس. He will come at the end of the life and he shows the people things that يعني make them believe that he is the God, he is Allah. والله عز وجل يجري هذه الأعمال على يديه ليختبر ويبتلي الناس. And Allah Ta'ala will allow him to will permit him to do and show some things that can be a trial and a test to the iman of the people, as for many will follow him who were the kuffar and the hypocrites. قد جاء في صحيح مسلم عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, هذا صحيح مسلم, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith in the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يخرج الدجال في أمتي فيمكث أربعين فيمكث أربعين لا أدري أربعين يوما أو أربعين شهرا أو أربعين عاما فيبعث الله عيسى بن مريم كأنه عروة بن مسعود يعني في شبعه في شكله فيطلبه فيقتله فيطلبه فيقتله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the Dajjal, the Antichrist will appear in my nation and shall stay for 40. Then he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I cannot say whether maybe the narrator said it, 40 months or 40 days or 40 months or 40 years. Then Allah Ta'ala will send Isa ibn Maryam. Resembling Urwa ibn Mas'ud. Meaning in the image. And he was one of the companions called Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. And he was the one who the kuffar said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي هُوَ عُرْوَ بْنُ مَسْعُودِ الثَّقَفِي الَّذِي قَالَ الْكُفَّارِ القرآن لو أنزل على رجل من القريتين عظيم يقصدون أحدهما عروة ابن مسعود الثقفي والثاني يحضرني أبو جهل ابن هشام. As I remember now, the kuffar said if the Quran was just descended to one of the two noble men who are from the two towns, they mean Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi from Taif and Abu Jahl ibn Hisham from Mecca. يعني يخرج في شبه Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. So he comes in a way of looking exactly like Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. وفي الصحيحين عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الناس فأثنى على الله بما هو أهله ثم ذكر الدجال فقال إني أنذركم وما من نبي إلا قد أنذروا قومه لقد أنذروا نوح قومه ولكن سأقول لكم فيه قولا لم يقله نبي لقومه تعلمون أنه أعور وأن الله ليس بأعور وأن الله ليس بأعور. Isa Salam said, I forewarn you about him, about the Antichrist, the Dajjal. There was never a prophet before except that he had warned his people of him, meaning the Antichrist. Nuh had warned his people of him. However, I shall tell you concerning him something no prophet has ever told his people about. You should know that he is one-eyed, whereas Allah is certainly not. فهذه العلامة الثانية. So this is the second major sign. أما العلامة الثالثة فهي نزول عيسى بن مريم الذي سيقتل المسيح الدجال. As for the third, is the descent or the descendant of Isa ibn Maryam, who is going to kill the Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist. وهو ينزل على منارة بيضاء شرقية دمشق كما في الحديث. And he, Isa ibn Maryam, is going to descend from the heavens directly on a white minaret in the east of Damascus. فيأتي فيملأ الأرض فيحكم فيملأ الأرض عدلا ويكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويقضي على الدجال كما دلت على ذلك النصوص. So he shall descend to the earth as a fair ruler, and he will break the cross, kill pigs, and slay the Antichrist. As the many ahadith proved, كما في الحديث في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه as in the two صحيح بخاري مسلم on the third of أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا فيكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الجزية ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد لا يقبله زكاة ولا صدقة ولا هبة لكثرة ما عندهم من الأموال حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خير من الدنيا وما فيها لكثرة انشغال الناس عن عبادة ربهم بالدنيا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith, reported by Bukhari and Muslim in the third of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said, by him in whose hand is my soul, Isa ibn Maryam will shortly descend among you as a just ruler and shall destroy the cross, kill pigs, and abolish the jizya. And the jizya is money to be taken from those who do not want to accept Islam and they want to remain in the, on their religion. So they paid to the Muslims when they are living in their lands, in the Muslim lands. They have to pay them for that Muslims providing them security and other services. And then there will be abundance of wealth that nobody will like to accept the, yani, it meaning the money, as they are all rich and no one will accept it as a sadaqah or zakah or even a gift. and a sign and a single sajda, then a single sajda will a single sajda would be more rewarding than the whole world. And whatever is their end. Why? Because people are too busy in taking care of dunya and not having any time to look into their akhirah. طيب إن شاء الله نقف هنا ونأخذ راحة 10 دقائق ثم نرجع إن شاء الله. We take 10 minutes break and then we come back إن شاء الله تعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم. إذن قلنا هذه العلامة الثالثة there was the third major sign of the hour. وأما العلامة الرابعة فهي خروج يأجوج ومأجوج وهم خلق كثير لا يقدر أحد على قتالهم. قيل إنهم من ولد يافث من ولد نوح عليه السلام والله أعلم بهم والله أعلم بهم. And the fourth sign, major sign, is the emergence of the Gog and Magog. Of the Gog and Magog, and they are a creation that Allah Ta'ala created. It was said that they are from the children of Yafith, the son of Nuh. But Allah knows best. But they are so many to limits that no one is able to fight them. وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم يمرون على بحيرة طبرية في الأردن فيشربونها كاملة حتى تصبح قاعا جافة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed that they passed by the lake called the lake of Tabariya in Jordan and they drink it all and leave it only dry land. وقد أخبر الله عز وجل عنهم كما في سورة الأنبياء في الآية 96 و97 منها. And Allah تعالى informed about them as in سورة الأنبياء آية 96 و97 of it. قال تعالى حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا. Until when Gog and Magog are let loose from the wall or the dam that Dhulqarnain built and they swoop and they swoop down from every mound, and when the true promise of Allah Ta'ala, meaning the resurrection, has approached, then suddenly the eyes of those who disbelieved will be starting in horror. وقد ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا كثيرا من أخبارهم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed of many things of their يعني the news of theirs. فقد أخبر أنهم أن وجوههم كالمجان المطرقة, يعني كأنها قطع من الحديد المضروبة بالمطارق, فكأنها مستوية. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that their face is like the blade of metal which was leveled by the hammer. That means that they have straight faces. وهذا ما جعل كثير يظن أنهم أهل الصين, وهو خطأ. And that is what many people think, that they are the people of China, and that's wrong. لأن يأجوج ومأجوج هم وراء السد الذي بناه عليهم ذو القرنين. Because Gog and Magog are behind the dam that ذو القرنين built. وهم محجوزون فيه, and they are buried there حتى يأذن الله عز وجل. وهم يحاولون كل يوم فتحه فلا ينفتح لهم حتى إذا شاء الله عز وجل انفتح. And they daily try to break that wall or dam, but it would not be broken until the time when Allah Ta'ala determined and decreed for it to be destroyed and they come out of it. وهذا علم عند الله, and this is only known by Allah. وأما العلامة الخامسة فهي هدم الكعبة, هدم الكعبة. As for the fifth sign, major sign, is the demolition of the Kaaba. The demolition of the Kaaba. فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال يخرب الكعبة ذو السويقتين من الحبشة. As in this hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, Isa Sallam said this way from the Abyssinia or Ethiopia today will demolish the Kaaba. قد جاء عند أحمد المسند من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, as in the مسند بن أحمد on the authority of عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص that he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying يخرب الكعبة ذو السويقتين من الحبشة. ذو السويقتين from Abyssinia Ethiopia today will destroy the Kaaba, loot its decoration, and strip it of its covering. قال يخرب الشقتين الكعبة الشقتين يخرب الكعبة الشقتين من حبشة ويسلبها حليها ويسلبها حليها ويجردها من كسوتها ولكأني أنظر إليه أصيلع أفيدع يضرب عليه بمسحاتي عليها بمسحاتي ومعوله. He said, as if I were looking at him now, a bald-headed man with bent wrist or ankle, striking at it at the Kaaba with his shovel and big kicks. وهذا الحديث سنده صحيح. And this hadith is authentic. وأما العلامة السادسة فهي الدخان. As for the sixth sign of the major signs is the smoke. وهو دخان عظيم يأتي من السماء يغشى الناس ويعمهم ويدخل عليهم الهم والغم. And it is huge massive smoke, heavy smoke that comes from the sky, which covers all people, causes them worry and sadness and discipline. It's a kind of disabling to them. وهو مذكور في الحديث الذي تقدم لكم من حديث حذيفة بن أسيد في صحيح مسلم. And it is also mentioned in the 10 IR of the major IR preceding the hour, as in the hadith of حذيفة بن أسيد بن أسيد حذيفة بن أسيد في صحيح مسلم. والله عز وجل قد أخبر عن ذلك في سورة الدخان الآية 10 والحديث 10. أن الله تعالى mentioned that in سورة الدخان آية 10 and 11. قال تعالى, الله تعالى said, فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين يخشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم. Then watch for the day when the sky will bring a visible smoke covering the people. This is a painful torment. فهذه العلامة السادسة. أما العلامة السابعة فرفع القرآن من الأرض إلى السماء فلا يبقى منه آية في سطر ولا في صدر إلا رفعت, كما جاء عند ابن ماجه والحاكم من حديث حذيفة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. And the seventh is the Quran, is that the Quran shall be lifted and retrieved from the earth back to heavens, as there will be no, as will be to the extent that no single verse, ayah, whether it had been written down in a book are committed to memory. but all shall be left out. As in the hadith that is reported by Ibn Majah al-Hakim, on the thought of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وش الثوب حتى لا يدرى ما صيام ولا صلاة ولا نسك ولا يسري على كتاب الله عز وجل ولا يسرى على كتاب الله عز وجل ولا يسرى على كتاب الله عز وجل في ليلة فلا يبقى في الأرض منه آية. إسحاق صلى الله عليه وسلم said Islam will be effaced just as the embroideries of any cloth get plotted out until no one will know of neither fasting nor praying nor the nusuk, pilgrimage. The book of Allah will be then retrieved in just one night. And so And no single verse of the Quran shall remain on the earth. So that is the seventh sign. And the eighth is the sun. وأما العلامة الثامنة فيطلوع الشمس من مغربها. As for the eighth sign, as the arise of the sun from the west. قال تعالى كما في سورة الأنعام الآية 158. As Allah تعالى said, as in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 158, يَوْمَ يَأْتِ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. The day that some of the signs of your Lord will come, no soul will be benefited from its faith as long as it had not believed before or had earned through its faith something or some good. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبر عن ذلك كما في الحديث عند الشيخين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها فإذا طلعت فرآها الناس آمنوا أجمعون فذاك حين لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. أي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hour shall not come to pass until the sun rises from the west. When this happens and the people see it, they will all believe in Allah and in His religions. That is when no soul will benefit from its iman. If it had neither believed nor earned some good through its faith before. ولذلك ينبغي الإنسان أن يتهيأ ويستعد لهذه الأوقات وهذه الظروف. بكثرة الطاعة بكثرة الإيمان. And that's why everyone needs to prepare himself for such times by performing a lot of obedience, a lot of good deeds, وبالعلم, and by seeking knowledge. لأن العلم يقوي الإيمان, because knowledge strengthens the إيمان. وصاحب الإيمان القوي في مثل تلك الأيام ينفع إيمانه. And the person who has a strong iman on those days will benefit from his iman. وأما العلامة التاسعة في خروج الدابة وهي مخلوق عظيم, قيل إن طولها 60 ذراعا ذات قوائم ووبر, وقيل تشبه عددا من الحيوانات. وقد أخبر الله عز وجل عنها كما في آية سورة النمل الآية 82 منها, قال الله عز وجل: وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. And the ninth sign, major sign of the signs of the hour, or the major signs of the hour, is the appearance of the beast or the dabba. And it is a prodigious, hairy and legged creature whose length is believed to be 60 cubits. It is also assumed that it is a different creature bearing resemblance to many animals of what we know, of the animals we know. And Allah Ta'ala informed us about this, as in Surah An-Naml, Ayah 82, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. And when the world befalls them, we will bring forth for them a beast from the earth, speaking to them, for the people were of our signs not certain in faith. فالدابة تكلمهم تقول لهم بأن الناس كانوا بآيات الله لا يوقنون. So this beast will speak to the people at its time and tell them that the people before you did not believe in the signs of Allah. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبرنا كما في صحيح مسلم عن ثلاث إذا خرجنا, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث إذا خرجنا لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا: طلوع الشمس من مغربها, والدجال, ودابة الأرض. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the following three things appear, no good will it do to a person who believed in, or just believed in, if he had disbelieved before, or had not earned some good through his belief. But these three are, and is rising this of the sun from the west. The second is the coming of the Antichrist, the Dajjal, and the third, the appearance of the beast, the Dabba, of the earth. وهذه الدابة تخرج فتجعل على أنوف الناس علامة كما جاء في الحديث عند الإمام أحمد من حديث أبي إمامة صديق بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال تخرج الدابة فتسم الناس على خراطيمهم ثم يغمرون فيكم يعني يلمعون فيكم يختفون فيكم يعيشون بينكم تفرقون حتى يشتري الرجل البعيرة فيقول ممن اشتريته يعني يسأل ممن اشتريته فلا يجد ما يصف به البائع إلا قوله من أحد المخطمين من أحد المخطمين يعني الذين وضعت عليهم علامة وهذا الحديث صححه الهيثمي وغيره And he saw Salam said, as in the hadith, the beast shall come out and mark people. And mark people, it puts marks on their noses. On their noses. Then, those who have been marked will become many among you and they get mixed with you so they are amongst you to the extent that a man will buy a camel and when he is asked from whom did you buy it he replies saying from one of those marked people. وأما العلامة العاشرة والأخيرة من علامات الكبرى وبها نختم درسنا الليلة as for the tenth and last major sin which we are going to end up our session today with خروج نار عظيمة تخرج من عدن عدن اليمن عدن أبين فتطارد الناس وتلاحقهم حتى تحشرهم في المكان الذي فيه يحشرون as for the last tenth and last major sin, a major sign is the outbreak of a raging fire which will drive the people, which will change the people until it brings them all to one land and that will be the land of judgment of theirs as in the hadith أم حذيفة بن أسيد صحيح مسلم إسرائيل سيروا آخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم and it comes out of Aden, Aden of Yemen. And the last of all this will be a fire which shall come forth from Yemen and drive people to their place of assembly or the land of resurrection. وأيضا جاء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في المعجم الأوسط الطبراني قال خروج الآيات بعضها على إثر بعض يتتابعن كما يتتابع الخرز في النظام يعني إذا انفرط العقد تتابع الخرز سريعا عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم said the appearance of the portents shall be in continuous succession they shall follow one another and an unceasing sequence like beads strung with one another. ولذلك يا إخوان ونحن ما زلنا في فسحة وإمكان من أمرنا يجب علينا أن نعمل في زمن الإمهال قبل أن يكون العمل من المحال. And so dear brothers and sisters, we have to do our best today to please Allah Ta'ala as long as we are still in the times where we still can do something. Before it is over and one can do nothing but watch what he at end in his book of deeds whether good or bad أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وأن يجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما وأن يغفر لنا ولكم ذنوبنا وسيئاتنا وأن يغفر لوالدينا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وأن يحيينا مسلمين ويميتنا مسلمين على خير ما يحب من الدين اعتقادا واتباعا وأن يجمعنا وإياكم بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في دار كرامته ومستقر رحمته مع النبيين والصديقين الشهداء الصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم جنبنا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم قنا السيئات فإنك من تقي السيئات فقد رحمته وما للظالمين من أنصار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بك أن نشرك بك ونحن نعلم ونستغفرك من الذنب الذي لا نعلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you have any question, you can raise your hand now. And on Wednesday, you can type one now. Okay, Abu Mujahid, go ahead on file talk. On Wednesday, please just type one and don't, and prepare your question, but don't send it until we tell you so you don't push the others up. Okay, Abu Mujahid says here, why will the beast mark the people? Allah knows best, we were not told that, but it seems that it is because it is to make them mark, that these ones have seen the beast. Wallahu a'lam. And to be as a sign or a proof for the others who did not see the beast, they may not believe. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. Okay, Khawla says, Barakallahu feekum, aminu feekum. Is it okay to believe and follow a scientific evidence that proves something? For example, proving that certain types of foods improve memory. La. We Muslims, first of all, why we need to have this? Why we need to do so? To increase our iman? That's not correct. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I don't care if I am going to be buried today, and Munkar and Nakir set me up and asked me, who is your Lord? What do you say about this man who sinned amongst you? What is your religion? And then I would say, firmly, my Lord is Allah, and this man is my messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah, and my religion is Islam. And he said, it would not, if the grave is open for me now, it would not increase my iman, nothing. So, we don't need scientific evidences to prove our religion. Whatever of it come along with Sharia and does not contradict with the Sharia, then we accept. But we have more evidences than the science can bring. It is the Quran. It is the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallam. The Quran, the speech of Allah, and the Hadith, the speech of Rasulullah Sallam, which is also Wahi, revelation. So we don't need any single thing other than that, except what Allah Ta'ala commanded us to do, to look around us. Look around you. You don't need scientific proofs and evidences. Can I tell you a story and tell me where is the scientific evidence in it? A shiver, an Arab shiver who's Bedouin, desert man, illiterate, was with his camels on a journey in the desert for them to eat from the grass and trees in the desert. And then he saw four steps of the hooves of the camels and men. He, the man, looked and he saw some dungs. He said that the dung indicates that there was a camel here. The dung of a camel must prove to me that only a camel was here. And then he said, and the footstep means that people walked here. And then he said, subhanAllah, if this simple things prove these things, then this beautiful heavens with those stars twinkling, and this beautiful earth with the rivers and seas and oceans on it cannot prove al-alim al-khabir, cannot be science for the creator who is al-alim al-khabir. So yani the evidences is all around, scattered around you. Yourself is an evidence of Allah Ta'ala, of the creator. Yourself, as Allah Ta'ala said. Allahu a'lam. This wrote in pink color. I'll try to read. Can we pray to rak'ah? Okay, jazakumullah khair. Can we pray to rak'ah nafl for a brother or a sister in Islam as she asks to pray for them to rak'ah? First time I hear this. First time. People ask usually, can we pray to rak'ah and send the reward to my deceased father or mother who passed away on Islam? But a life brother or sister, you pray for them? La. You can't pray for them, you can't fast for them, you can't do umrah for them, you can't do hajj for them. You only can do sadaqah for them. You only can give sadaqah and intend that this is for them. And that's okay. But other than that, no. Wallahu a'lam. Zawj says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My noble family, is there any text that we can not use a hair brush that has boar bristles which are from the pig skin? Wallahi, yani it has swine hair. Does it have swine hair on it? Anyway, what I know is that a swine or the pig, we're not allowed to eat its meat or fat or milk like that. We are not allowed to eat that. But the skin, I don't prefer it, but I haven't come across any anything about it. I haven't come across anything about it from any of the scholars in regard to. But I remember that in Sahih al-Bukhari, when we were studying Sahih al-Bukhari with Imam Muhammad Adam, we come across the usage of the skin of animals, yani, which is dead, and they differentiate between the animal that is allowed to eat its meat, then you can use the skin of it, which is not, you cannot use the skin of it. Now, basically they say like that. But honestly, I really myself did not come across anything about the swine hair or skin. Inshallah, I will check and let you know. Let me just write it down. Copy it. One second, Paltor, please don't post nothing. I just want to copy this. Okay. Wafikum barakallah. Umm Hafsa says, Barakallahu fikum, Ameen wa fikum, Barakallahu. When you mentioned the Dajjal and the first part of the lesson, you mentioned in Arabic something about Al-Kahf. La, Khasf, Khasf. Khasf, not Kahf. I mentioned about the hadith of the 10 signs. Now, hadith of Hudhayfa ibn Asid in Sahih Muslim. Tala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Naam, wa ya'juj wa ma'juj wa thalathat khusuf bil mashriq. Wa thalathat khusuf bil mashriq. And he said, and cave in of three of the three cave in of the earth in three different places. The cave in or the khasr. Now, wallahu a'lam. Umm Mus'ab says, can my stepdaughter, my stepdaughter's husband be mahram for me? Your stepdaughter husband. What do you mean by stepdaughter? Is it your, is it a daughter of your husband from other wife? Yeah, husband, daughter from other wife. Am I right? La, your stepdaughter of other, your stepdaughter's husband cannot be mahram for you. Cannot be mahram for you. Wallahu a'lam. Because he still can marry you once you are divorced. Because what is forbidden is together between the woman and her mother, the woman and her auntie. And she's, and you are not her mother, you are not her auntie. You're just a step mother. Wallahu a'lam. Talib and طالب علم قاعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. I want to know if it is permissible to buy a visum to marry to immigrate to Saudi and let my wife and children in Bilad al-Kufr till I work and I have a house. This would be a long period, brother. This would be a real serious long period. To buy a house here in Saudi, that means you're talking about a minimum of ¥500,000. This is something big. And then your family is going to be alone there for long. But what I suggest you do, until you rent a house, how come you can rent a house immediately once you come? Because here the way of renting house is different from the UK. You rent direct from the owner, and you can have monthly payment. You can pay 6 months ahead, you can pay a year ahead, but you still can't pay a month ahead. Or every month. So you can immediately, once you come, you can borrow the money, give it to the owner, have your house, bring your family in. I don't suggest you to keep them, unless if you are talking about a month or two until you prepare everything, then yeah, okay, that's inshallah okay. but to leave them for long periods there, especially if they are not surrounded by yani Muslims and Muslim families who can take care about them, then it's not yani advisable. Okay, Abi Shaheed says, may Allah Ta'ala preserve you upon his path until the last day. Ameen. Wa iyyak. Ameen. One brother, when speaking about the fitna of Ad-Dajjal, stated that they will be those from the Muslimin who will not recognize and therefore fall into the trick of the Dajjal. He is saying the wording of the narration indicates that only those who achieved the level of Iman will recognize and reject the false Messiah. This statement seems incomplete and not sahih. Please benefit us with what is correct. The Prophet ﷺ informed us about the Dajjal, and he said that he will come with many with power. Now, and he, as today Sheikh Salah Al-Ubud حفظه الله تعالى in Masjid Nabawi in the Fajr درس of Tafsir Ibn Kathir, which يعني الحمد لله that I attend daily, and also I attend the درس of Sheikh Abbad after between Maghrib and Isha in Masjid Nabawi daily. Anyway, Sheikh Ubud spoke about this, about the Dajjal. He will come with yani massive power that Allah Ta'ala permits him just to test the people. So he will come to a man and bring him his father and mother who passed away. And he, of course, as the Sheikh said, these are two shayateen, just appear in the image of the father and mother of this person. So this person will believe the Dajjal and go with him. The ulama say that these people who believe are only munafiqeen, who are yani known as Muslims, and they believe in the Dajjal as he claimed that he is Allah. Then, and they enter, they prefer to enter, obey him and enter his paradise, then they are the munafiqeen. Not only the munafiqeen, but the munafiqeen is one type, and the pure kuffar definitely are also before them. And the Prophet ﷺ said that it is going to be written over his forehead, kaf, fa, ra, meaning kufr or kafir. This writing can only be seen by the real believers, but the kuffar, the pure kuffar, and the hypocrites cannot see that. So what this brother is saying is, some of it is right and some of it is wrong. What is right is that he will test the believers, definitely. And even those who claim that they are believers, but they are munafiqeen. But of course he's going also to yani test disbelievers. Yani I'm wondering, yani if he comes, he tours the whole world, as in the hadith, he will tour the whole world. So will he go to UK, for example, only to test the Muslims? That sounds very wondering. Where he got this from, I don't know, and I need yani from you to ask him, please. Where he got this from? What is the proof of that? That only the Muslims who are going to be tasted. No, it is all. But only the real Muslims, the real believers, are the ones who are going to see things in real. Like what is written over his forehead and they would know the description of the Lord, because the attribute of the Lord, because they were believing, they used to believe in the attributes, names and attributes of Allah, the way Ahlul Sunnah believe. But those Mu'tazila and Jahmiyyah and Asha'ira who deny the Asma and Sifat or some of it, these are also not going to believe, because he's one-eyed, and they will not know how the Lord is. Now, because they deny today, these deviant sects deny that Allah has eyes. They say, no, we can't see Allah has eyes. Then definitely they're not going to know who this person is. Allah Allah. Five, I'd any excuse, if you allow me, it is 12:15, and I have something to do, and then I have to go Fajr to the Dars of the Shaykh. So, if you don't mind, we can have these questions for tomorrow, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم مبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.